In 1522, it was the remarkable occasion of the publishing of Martin Luther's German New Testament. This, of course, coincided with Martin Luther's call to the Roman Catholic Church at the time to return back to the scriptures, challenging the doctrines of indulgence and calling on justification by faith alone. In 1521, Luther had presented his arguments at a German place called Worms, and while he was on the road back from Worms to Wittenberg, he was part of a stage kidnapping where Frederick III took him to the castle at Wartburg. And it is in the months that he spent at Wartburg that he translated the New Testament into German. There was one critical difference with this German translation, and there had been a few before. It was translated from the Greek rather than from the Latin. And this translation from the Greek proved to be a firm foundation, and Luther laboured in that castle, it's believed, from May 1521 to March 1522. He had the help from Philip Melanchthon, who offered him feedback and on the linguistic approach to his translation. 6 months after Luther had left Wartburg, the translation was published and distributed. Now, Martin Luther's efforts in translating the German Bible were the first of what became a dawning of a large amount of translations across Europe. In fact, William Tyndale, the one who translated the scriptures into English and had such a profound impact on the language that is used in the Authorized King James Version, consulted Luther's translation. In fact, another man who was working on a translation into Finnish, he also translated using as a guide Martin Luther's translation, and he says this of his particular work: that he used the Greek text as his basis, but the translation of Luther as his guide. Luther's translation brought the German language in translating from the Greek text that was regarded as something scholarly, linguistic, and literary accurate, so that it might be a blessing for the German people. As much as the King James Version had a profound impact on the English language, Luther's translation had a profound impact on the German language, bringing together different dialects and providing a point of standardization that would result in him completing the Old Testament too, and that being greatly distributed. And so in the following years, dare I say centuries, the Word of God has been broadly distributed across Europe in these faithful translations of Luther and of others who love the Word of God and desire that people would read it in their own language.